The following program has been approved for pro wrestling fans by the creators of the Angle Podcast.
All wrestling fans, clap for the Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
It's the Angle Podcast. How exciting!
Welcome everyone back to the Angle Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joey Carney, and we are here live in Detroit, the biggest party of the summer. And I'm standing here with somebody who's ready to break some necks, cast some checks. Shayna Baszler, how are you?
I'm doing well, you know, for the early morning and the busyness of the day, I'm doing okay.
Of course. And biggest party of the summer, you're facing Ronda Rousey. What goes into preparing for a match against someone like Ronda?
So really, I've been concentrating. I've said this a lot. Like, it's a mindset thing. I think going into a fight, first of all, but then also a fight against Ronda Rousey, you have to kind of accept that win or lose, you're going to get messed up. And so it's really about Ronda's not an easy person to break mentally. So it's about getting to a place where I'm unbreakable as well. And just really a mentality switch, just because of the daunting, it is a daunting task, Ronda Rousey. So it's been, yeah, just this mindset shift.
You and Ronda both have had major success in WWE, obviously you with the NXT Women's Championship, WWE Tag Team Championship. Was there ever a moment in time when the Four Horsewomen came into WWE that there was some sort of idea to maybe have that match eventually?
I mean, we were ready from day one. We actually live together. We actually train together. We're an actual team. Those guys have never got along, all four of them. So we were ready to do that from day one. That wasn't on us.
Of course. And obviously, SummerSlam, this year in particular, having a fewer matches than we're normally used to seeing, shorter time periods. What's the feeling in the locker room, especially for you, going into the event, knowing that there are limited spots and limited time, and you were invited to the party, essentially?
It's so, like, obviously I work a lot with Hunter at NXT, and NXT takeovers were kind of the same way. Fewer matches, more time to tell the stories. I'm just grateful that we have this story that seems to have resonated enough with the audience that we got included. So it's a great, it's, like you said, biggest party of the summer, one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year. I'm excited to be a part of it.
And over the last few weeks, especially with what's going on with Ronda, we've seen a new fire lit inside of Shayna Baszler. Is this something that we'll see going forward, maybe getting some confidence to essentially get back to the main event women's scene?
Yeah, I mean, I beat Ronda Rousey in a fight. She's one of the best fighters to ever live, male or female. I beat Ronda Rousey in a fight, and I think it's going to turn everyone's heads my direction. So it's only up from there, yeah.
Now, I'd assume that an MMA rules match is something that you're very familiar with. But is there anything in particular that you see being a part of this match that you weren't necessarily prepared for before it was announced as an MMA rules?
I think that it'll be interesting to have no rope breaks. I've gotten so used to rope breaks. I'm only assuming there's going to be no rope breaks. We don't really know what these MMA rules are just yet, but that's something also that I'm used to. Before the unified rules, which is what the UFC uses, before Ronda Rousey, so she's not even familiar with it. It was, you go to the event and you, like, at the fighter meeting, everyone kind of just collectively decides on the rule set. Before there was regulation and stuff. So I fought during those times where you show up ready for anything. We're going to do elbows? No? Yeah? We're going to have knees on the ground? Sure. Okay, cool. And so I think that's what it's going to be like, because, like I said, I can only assume it's going to be like submission or 10 count only, no rope breaks, no fighting on the outside, you know, groin shot, eye gouging, grabbing and twisting of the flesh. That's a real rule. Just the typical stuff, but I don't know if it entails time limits or rounds. And even then, like, UFC rounds are 5 minutes, Pride rounds were 10 minutes. So what does all that mean? That benefits me because I'm used to that. So I forgot what the question was, but I hope I answered it.
That's fine. So essentially, we're getting a fight with Ronda Rousey.
Yes. And I think the whole point of it is it's a fight with Ronda, one of the best fighters. I beat her at a fight. I don't just roll her up in a lucky roll-up or a questionable, you know, there's going to be no question. I'm not planning on leaving it to any judges. If there's judges, we're going to get this settled.
The last question here I've been asking everybody around the room. What are three things that, for you, go into having the biggest party of the summer? If you were to have your own party, what are three things that you would include?
So music. I think maybe even live music. You know, that's gotta be a part of a party. I'm a big fan of microbrew beers. For anyone that doesn't know, that's like beers that you've never heard of. And I think like some good food, like real like cheeseburger, brats on the grill type food.
I love it. Corbin said he'll be cooking, so I mean,
yeah.
Otis wants a pool.
Get a lot of tips. I got my smoker because of Corbin. I have a Yoder as well. He's the one that talked me into getting it, and I get a lot of tips from him. So
I love it, Shayna. Good luck at SummerSlam. We're rooting for you, and we're ready for a fight.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah.
And before you go, please subscribe to binge more content right here on The Angle Podcast. Thanks for watching.